The Accidental Terrorist. Setting the Record Straight. A special feature in which William Shun confesses before God and man which elements of his memoir may have been slightly exaggerated and which others are strictly true. We join the discussion, already in progress. Now, part of what I've been doing is I've been re-editing and rebroadcasting these chapters of The Accidental Terrorist, is inserting some revisions that I've made to the text of the book since they were originally broadcast in my Shuncast. Chapter 30 is unusual in my memoir in that it's a chapter that did not appear during the original run of The Accidental Terrorist at all. It existed in earlier drafts of the book, but for some reason, when I was trying to cut down the length of the book, chapter 30 pretty much got cut and compressed down to 2 or 3 pages. And it's not that there was any really essential material in it, but I really missed it when I was going back and doing all those original readings for the podcast. I thought there were some interesting and funny episodes that happened in jail, so I dusted off the chapter and restored it, inserted it back into the narrative. This chapter I did eventually put in the Shuncast. It ran in episode number 52, sometime early in 2008. So it has been heard before, but it's never been heard sequentially in the context of the revised book. But what you want to hear here is, I wonder if God's going to show up. You want to hear what in this chapter is and is not true.
Donald William Shun II, thou shalt set the record straight.
Ah, thank you, you old lug. You're a little bit late, but I won't penalize you for that. Here are some plutonium nuggets for you to chew on. Thanks. Now, take them outside. Everybody, that's God, one of the sponsors for the Setting the Record Straight segments, who has a website at saysgod.com. Go check it out. But the essence of this chapter is what happened to me the morning after I got arrested, on the day that I spent in jail. And for the most part, I think this chapter is one of those that hews pretty close to the truth. I've been pretty diligent in trying to work out exactly what it was that happened, at least as far as my memories go. One thing that I've definitely added in were names for all of my fellow inmates. If I ever knew their names, I've long since forgotten them. I probably forgot them like the very next day. The story about getting yelled at for not taking coffee in the breakfast line, that's absolutely true, as is the fact that my fellow inmates were cracking wise all sorts of ways trying to figure out whether they were drinking coffee or tea. I didn't remember any of their jokes specifically, but, you know, so I essentially made up my own jokes for their insults against the coffee and the tea. I was summoned from the cell to see the immigration officer. There's an episode that I actually left out of this chapter, which was ultimately not very important, but which I may as well tell you about. Later in the day, everybody was summoned to see lawyers, and I wasn't sure exactly what was going on, so I lined up with everybody else, and I ended up being shown, eventually, after waiting in line, being shown into an office with a really attractive young female public defender. And she asked me if I had representation or not, and I said no. And she said, oh, okay, then you don't need to be here. But it was a chance to stretch my legs and talk to a pretty woman for a few minutes. So it wasn't a bad thing overall. And then, really, pretty much everything else in the chapter I remember happening the way I've related it. I don't remember if the Asian kids who were in jail with us really almost got in a fight or not. It seems that way in my memory, but you know, that's a little bit hazy. But everybody really was kind of hanging on finding out what everyone else's bail was, and it became kind of a contest. It was really very interesting. Helped show you how the pecking order in jail sorts itself out. And of course, the big reason I wanted to re-include this chapter is because the whole chapter leads up to that joke or prank that the guy I'm calling Bruckner pulls on me at the end of the chapter, where he has one of his girls yell out that there's a bomb on the elevator, and I really was mortified at that point. But he really did do that, and I actually love that story, which is the whole reason I decided to restore this chapter. And there you go. That's setting the record straight for chapter 30.
The Accidental Terrorist, Setting the Record Straight. Copyright 2009 by William Shun. All rights reserved. For more readings by William Shun, please visit shun.net/podcast or search for William Shun, S-H-U-N-N, in the podcast directory of the iTunes Music Store. This recording has been a production of Sinister Regard.